This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. More than a week after the fact, North Korean state media have reported that the Hanoi summit between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump ended in failure, and that the United States had refused to accept a deal proposed by the North Korean leader. There are also signs Pyongyang may be preparing for a rocket or missile launch. Here is VOA correspondent Cindy Sain.
Asked about images and reports, North Korea has resumed activity at the Sohae satellite launching station. President Trump downplayed any concerns, saying time will tell, but his relationship with Kim Jong-un remains strong.
I would be surprised in a negative way if he did anything that was not per our understanding. But we'll see what happens.
The State Department declined to discuss U.S. contacts with North Korea since the Hanoi summit, but expressed optimism about future talks. Deputy State Department spokesperson Robert Palladino.
But our message here, publicly and privately for that matter, is we're ready. We remain ready to engage North Korea.
VOA Cindy Sain filed that report. After a one-day break, the United States and the Taliban were expected to be talking again today in Doha, Qatar, as the two sides look for a peaceful settlement to the war in Afghanistan that is nearly two decades old. U.S. and insurgent negotiators have insisted the discussions are headed in a positive direction, but there are some conflicting claims about the agenda. The Taliban side puts the focus on the withdrawal of U.S.-led forces from Afghanistan, while the United States says the discussions include a Taliban ceasefire and a round of all Afghan peace talks. For all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com or use the VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. The White House next week releases its new budget proposal. It calls for heavy military funding, $750 billion, and strict spending caps for domestic programs. The arms request going to Congress includes funds for a southern border wall and a space force as a new branch of the U.S. military. President Trump's plan, we're told, promises to balance the federal budget in 15 years. President Trump says he will not sign a new trade accord with China unless it is what he considers a very good deal. The White House is planning a summit between Mr. Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Florida later this year, and the hope is that an agreement will be ready for signing. The trade dispute between the United States and China is partly to blame for the slump in China's economic growth. U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports are also raising prices for American consumers, while Beijing's levies on U.S. exports have had a heavy impact on agriculture, among other segments of the U.S. economy. Meanwhile, China says the legal battle between Washington and telecom giant Huawei amounts to deliberate political suppression. Huawei's chief financial officer, Meng Wanzhou, is being held in Canada on a U.S. warrant for allegedly violating sanctions against Iran, and the United States is demanding that she be extradited to this country. The United Nations has released a report that paints an increasingly disturbing picture of children in armed conflict. VOA's Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Special Representative of the Secretary General for Children in Armed Conflict, Virginia Gamba, considers children to be the primary victims of war. While children continue to be recruited as soldiers by governments and rebel armed groups, she notes the emergence of several disturbing new trends. She says the transnational nature of violent extremist groups has seen the emergence of transnational recruitment and involvement of children as foreign fighters.
It is estimated that since 2011, between 30,000 and 42,000 foreign fighters from some 120 countries have traveled to Iraq and the Syrian Arab Republic to join groups affiliated to ISIL and or Al-Qaeda. Those numbers include a significant proportion of children.
Lisa Schlein filed that report. The Pentagon is warning of grave consequences to military relations between the United States and Turkey if Ankara goes ahead with plans to purchase a Russian surface-to-air missile system. Turkey signed an agreement with Moscow for the S-400 missile system in 2017. At the same time, Turkey has helped finance the U.S. F-35 program and plans to buy 100 of the jet fighters with the first deliveries later this year. That deal could now be in some doubt. Gene Randall, VOA News.